Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned to
Disorderly Conduct
with your host,
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Gay or what?
Where you
It's Patriot Gregging. No, I'm not Patriot Greg. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I'm your audio erotic host for the next 2 hours. Welcome to the Sunday edition of Disorderly Conduct. It's Sunday, July 21st, 2013. So excited to be here along with all of you. Having a very mellow Sunday evening. We have a wonderful, lovely guest lined up tonight. She goes by the name of Wasp. She will be joining us tonight to talk about our friend Weave, who is, currently incarcerated in prison. Serving his sentence for, accessing a URL or something. I don't know. It's like, I think he double-clicked when he should have single-clicked or something, and now he's in jail for 4 years. And, well, for 4 years. He's only been, he hasn't even been there a year yet. They've been, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they've been throwing him into solitary confinement at points. According to Wasp's Pastebin, he is back in the general population, and we're gonna find out how he's doing. She spent a full day with Weave at the detention facility. And she's going to get us up to date on how he's doing. She is the second person to have visited Weave. If you recall on the show, we had, a couple of weeks ago, Nicole Powers from Suicide Girls Radio. Nicole Powers checked in with us, and she was actually told to put on a bra in order to enter the facility. Ms. Powers is notorious for not wearing any bras, so she had to get a loaner. But we'll find out if Wasp had to get a loaner bra as well. Who knows? They might have worn the same bra. We'll find out. Oh man. And, of course, we'll check in with her. We'll talk about Weave. We'll take your calls. Also, second hour, we can open things up and talk about anything. It don't matter. We'll open up the lines. I definitely want to talk about Geraldo's selfie that he took over the weekend. That's right. Geraldo Rivera took a selfie of himself nude, but with a towel covering his peckerwood. So... that's available in my slideshow. You're welcome. Podcast listeners, just Google Geraldo selfie and you'll see the picture. He's not doing so bad for 70 years old. I'll give him credit. But my God, please, can we keep that private? I'm glad I wasn't following him. It would have upset me. We'll also touch on subjects such as ceramic pottery. The NBA Summer League is in full swing, and the Golden State Warriors are looking pretty good. Also, I got into it with somebody about Black Twitter earlier today. I think Black Twitter is the most absurd concept I've ever heard in my life. It's to me, it's like... assuming there's a white Twitter, right? Oh, and there must be an Asian Twitter and a Hispanic Twitter. Oh, but is it fair to be just Hispanic? Why not have Mexican Twitter and Brazilian Twitter? Pacific Islander Twitter. Indonesian Twitter. Come on, give me a break. We're trying to move forward. Isn't the whole idea with this progressive bullshit is you're supposed to, like MSNBC says, lean forward. You know how it, notice how it's lean forward? It's not, don't take the next step. It's just stay standing right where you are and just kind of reach over and look at what you really want to do. Don't do anything. Just lean forward and look at it. Lean forward. Don't move. Just lean forward. Just scoot up a little, scooch up a little bit, and yeah, make a few tweets. It'll make you feel better. Okay, whatever. So we can talk about Black Twitter. Total fallacy. Does not exist. I mean, there are no doubt about it. There are black people on Twitter who congregate together. That does not constitute an entire entity in and of itself of Black Twitter. That's just ridiculous, okay? All right? And if you want to go there and say there's a white Twitter, then you know what? Then George Zimmerman and Barack Obama are technically both white Twitter. Just saying, bro. Just saying. Okay, let's and of course we'll talk about other things, the law of physics, Ornette Coleman, and how Zim Zam avoided the flim flab. I also will hopefully try to get in some commentary on cool, refreshing beverages. This program tonight is brought to you in part by Cool, Refreshing Beverages. Wow. Seriously, folks, pour yourself a cool, refreshing beverage and everything will be just fine. All right. Let's go to the lines and bring on my guest tonight. She goes by Wasp. Her handle on Twitter is Shuka Aphrodisiac. And she's, we're just going to call her Wasp. Welcome to the show, Wasp.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. I've been waiting for your show. As you know, I live on the East Coast, so it's 12 o'clock right now.
I know. I tried to bring you on as fast as I could. I wanted to, you know, just do the radio reset. let's get right into it, dude. You, since we last talked to you, you have recently visited Weave in his prison facility that he's currently at. Tell us about that experience. How'd that come about, and how was it?
Yeah, so I went to see Andrew. I've gone with Nicole the first time, and then with Tor. Tor came with us the first time too, and just with Tor the second time too. But I wasn't on the list. And they have claimed that at that point, seven applications that I had sent in, that I did not sign a single one of them. So finally, Andrew writes me back about a month ago and says, the counselor finally told me you didn't sign your application. And I'm like, okay, sure, I believe that. I sent in two more, and I actually screenshotted the signature on one of them and then deleted it because it was kind of self-doxing. And then 2 weeks ago, I got a letter, but he didn't say anything. And then apparently he was talking to Tor via special mail, and Tor told me last week. So I went back again. This was the third time. So after the Nipplegate incident with Nicole, I made sure that I had no issues getting in. So I wore the most ridiculous outfit you can ever imagine, because I wore pants with no metals and I wore shirts that had nothing remotely metallic on them. And then it had to be a wireless bra. And also I brought a cardigan in 100-degree weather, just in case they tell me my nipples are showing through the bras and the shirt to wear. And it was so stupid because my air conditioning wasn't working either, so I was soaked by the time I got there.
But what were, did you get turned on at any point? Do your nipples get hard because you're just excited?
I mean, even if I had freaking double Z's, I don't think in that fucking heat anything would turn on, man.
That's unfortunate.
I know. So I get there and I look like shit because I'm sweating my ass off and I'm wearing really ridiculously hot clothing and I don't give a shit because it is what it is. So I go in and thank the Lord that it actually, everything was smooth. I didn't even snag one bit except for forgot to change my shoes from open toe to regular. But thank God I had some shoes in the back of my trunk. Woo, being a girl, thank you very much. I immediately switched, went back, and then waited for him to come out. And Andrew was in admin seg, not confinement, admin segregation, which means that you share a 10 by 10 with one or two people, and you only get 45 minutes a week for showering, so 15 minutes a day, three 15-minute breaks. And so basically you're confined to the 10 by 10, but you most likely have a companion. He was in there from April 21st to April 29th to June 21st. So almost about like 45 days or more. So when Nicole and Tor visited him and I couldn't get in, he was in SHU and they had the phone call over the glass and stuff. So this was his first time coming out into the visitation area. And they're in minimum security, and the minimum security there is actually like kind of like a celebrity hotspot. One of the guys who went to jail for actually committing fraud for some cable huge cable company, but like before 2003 is there. So if you look up Alan Wood, you'll see him and Andrew listed as celebrities or like notable people who are in that jail. So the atmosphere of the visiting room was really relaxed. It literally looked, oh shit, don't mute me. I'm talking, okay? Don't mute me. Are you going to mute me? Okay, you're not going to mute me. Good. So the room kind of looked like an indoor picnic area, and there was a bunch of vending machines that people buy their inmates' stuff. I couldn't buy him much because he had celiac, so it had to be gluten-free. So I got him a Snicker bar and a pack of Twizzlers, and then I fucking used all my dollar singles for the toll, and I forgot to keep some for drinks. So I feel really bad I couldn't buy him a drink. But he ate the candy bar and he ate the Twizzler bag within like 15 minutes, which was awesome. And then so we're all sitting there, and I watch other inmates and how they interact, and it's really relaxed, and they constantly touch and kiss and hug. They even make out, and as long as it's not overly sexual or, like, you're not touching each other's privates, they really don't care.
Wait, did you see a lot of people making out?
Yeah, like, making out, not, like, on top of each other grinding and stuff, but, like, full-on tongue kiss for
reach
at least 50
guys with
30
reach
seconds.
Rounds.
No, because you're still pretty exposed, and they don't want to freaking go back. This is, this is the most conjugal
little,
visit
little,
they get.
Like maybe fingering underneath the skirt, like that's like.
Oh, come on. Oh, God damn it. No, there were a lot of parents there. Thank you.
Well, you could be discreet about it. I mean, come on, you were in high school.
Oh, my God. I did not go to high school with men.
Oh, that's right. You're from Turkmenistan. I forgot.
No, I'm from Iran. But thank
Same
you
different.
For setting me up.
Same difference.
I'm not,
what?
No. I'm not falling for your trolling.
Who's trolling, dude? I'm a host of the show. I'm, I'm letting you talk, and I'm just commenting as you go along. But no, continue.
Okay. So he comes out, he has lost weight, at least maybe, 5 to 10 pounds, nothing severe. But he wasn't overweight to begin with, so it kind of shows in his face. His beard is intact, so all you bros who are, growing your beard
neck
in solidarity.
Beard nation. Neck beard nation.
Yeah. Yeah. It's still there, but don't worry. As soon as he gets out, it won't be. So, relish that, boys. Anyway, so he came out.
Has he joined a white supremacist group to survive?
So you saw that in the paste, and I said that he has made allies, right?
So that's a yes.
They are of a particular faction. There are two kinds. Some are a little more light skinned, and some are a little darker skinned.
Okay.
Yeah, that's as far as I'm gonna go.
All right. What about anal? Would you ever do anal?
Me or him?
You. I don't want to know about Weave doing anal. I mean,
Would I do anal?
I mean, we know he's obsessed with anal. I think it's an obvious answer right there.
I haven't met a guy that is not, so it's not a big contest right there.
I'm just saying. So your pace spin makes it seem like he's kind of prison life has kind of broken him down a little bit, and is starting to harden him. He sounds kind of fatigued and just. Like, talk about that.
Yeah, well, what happened is that because of his tweeting and SoundClouding, that's why he went to Shoe. For Shoe, they have to give you sentencing. So the sentencing they gave him was 3 months of, 30 days of Shoe, which he already exceeded by 20 days, and then 6 months of no phone. On top of that, there are hazing, obviously. So part of his hazing is that they give him 2 shifts instead of one. So he wakes up at 4 a.m., goes to work in the kitchen until 12 p.m., and then I think he eats between 1 and 2 or something. To be honest, he was really tired, and I didn't want to press him for a lot of, like, you know, details. But essentially, and then from 2 to around 11, they go weeding outside, I guess in the yard. From what I could see, which is an open space, I can't see where their garden might be. I see the court where they play basketball and like lift weights and all that, like the movies, but I don't see where one would be weeding. And then he comes back and sleeps from 12 to 4. So he only gets 4 hours of sleep a day. But he has Friday and Saturday off. Not sure about Sunday. But so basically, they're trying to exhaust him to, like, giving up being stubborn and fighting and coming up with, you know, clever ways of subverting the whole system. And they're kind of succeeding because he's just very exhausted. So he was glassy-eyed, and he was, even at his, like, hyper moments, I felt like he's going to crash, like, after an all-nighter. It was a little disheartening to see because I feel if they can do something to him like that, then a lot of people have no chance. And I really was sad to see that. He hasn't written to people much either, and he specifically apologized for that because he was exhausted. He's not having a great time, which is fine, but I'm just saying there's a level of hazing that is happening at the moment. Oh, hello.
I was muted. My bad. No, I was gonna say I was in a fraternity once, so I know all about hazing.
I mean, it's not that obvious. I mean, it's not that difficult to see. It's pretty obvious what they're trying to do. What also has happened is that some of his attorney-client rights are being violated, which is very common in the prison system. It's very common with political cases, obviously. And it's like, it's not even worth mentioning, but I find it to be interesting because he is a celebrity of sorts in the tech media and just in general, in the law at the moment. And for someone who has so much buzz and coverage around him, for them to be so either stupid or brazen about trying to punish him for his First Amendment issues is, like, beyond bad PR to me. So it's just, it's interesting to see that someone who gets so much fucking press still gets his privileged mail open, even though the BOP is not allowed to open that. That's only between a client and an attorney. Or that, you know, his there's an actual sentencing done because he tweeted or that he SoundClouded. Asher always says there was a, I forget what the name was, but there was an inmate that was blogging while being on death row, and he's a nonviolent criminal in a minimum security kind of upscale type of federal pen. It's just bizarre to me. Like, it's just poor, poor PR on the BOP part. I feel like they're asking for it.
Yeah. Well, you know, at some point they're going to ease up on him, and or either that or he'll get conditioned to it and I think he'll get back on track. But that's, yeah, it sounds kind of, sounds like it kind of sucks. It sounds like he's really just tired and worn out.
Yeah, and I understand that there are other prisoners and other, you know, inmates have it way worse and they're in actual danger and stuff like that. I get that. And this is by no means trying to trivialize that. It is just, this is the experience that I went through, and I do, you know, political prisoner support specifically. Like, I started by doing it for him. So I kind of feel like I'm counsel and I'm, you know, obligated to press his case. But at the same time, I understand, like, I've been talking to a lot of people today, and a lot of people brought up, like, this is nothing compared to what people go through, and especially, like, Bradley Manning, and I understand that. I'm not naive. It's just that this is what I consider to be my responsibility, so I'm just trying to do it to the point where I know I'm doing someone justice.
That's what's up. If you're just joining me, my guest tonight is Wasp. She has recently visited Andrew Oppenheimer Schmidt the Allenwood facility. Is that what it is?
Allenwood FCI.
Okay.
Federal Correctional Institute.
And he's, according to your pay spin, he's been out of administration segregation since June 21st. So
yeah.
A month. Exactly.
Yeah.
So when you visited him Friday, he was allowed to come into the Combinator. Oh, yeah, you told us all about that. Okay. So he's been back in the general population a month now. And he's still and he's still just battered. Do you know how how many people on the internet are probably like reading your pay spin with Schadenfreude on their mind?
With what?
Like his haters are gonna love this pay spin.
Oh, like, I know.
Somebody finally the prison finally found a way to shut him up, just work him to death.
I know, and that's why. Having him receive all the mail that he can get is one of the most crucial things. The reason I wrote this, I mean, I completely understood what I was doing by bringing this up. I'm, you know, feeding the people that hate him, and, you know, they're having an underground party probably at the moment. But the point of this was to show the people that love him and people that care about what justice is and understanding Andrew's case, no matter how much of an asshole he is unjust. So the reason I brought it up is to tell them what the reality is and tell them that writing letters to him and sending them ad nauseum and not giving up is absolutely crucial, so we can't be lazy. And that goes for all inmates. all of the ones that we support, you know, for Op Pen Pal and anyone else, really, is just, it's crucial. Mail is the only way they have any kind of connection to the world. It's just, you have to understand the severity of the situation when you're cut off from the world to understand how crucial mail is.
But things are,
he's
but things
not
are getting
better.
Things are getting better, though. I mean, he's not in solitary anymore. He's getting nourishment now. He's getting gluten-free foods. I mean, he's getting balanced meals. You know, he's eating Twizzlers and Snicker bars. He's back on the road to recovery. I mean,
he actually likes admin seg better. The only thing he didn't like about it was the fact that he couldn't phone out. So when he's in there, he probably, you know, it's as a result of some kind of a violation with his First Amendment issue. So he will get caught off, and this time it's for 6 months. But he likes solitary because he was left alone. He's not allowed to work. He's not allowed to leave the, you know, cell. So all he does is just read and write. And he likes it.
Once again, Vince in the Bay here with my guest tonight, Wasp. We're talking about Weave, taking your questions and your calls. I got a question from Melinda here. It says, do you own a fleshlight? I don't know. Do you own a fleshlight?
Me? No, I own my phone. My phone is my fleshlight.
I think that's like a derogatory term for penis or something. Or a dildo.
I think it's also to see if you're wearing something see-through, if they can see your boobs, if they shine it on you.
Got it. Hmm. And you cannot send something like that to Weave. It can only be something like on paper, right?
Well, first of all, a lot of, like, you just have to be careful with nudity because they'll just will confiscate it. So it's kind of shitty to send something like a nice postcard or whatever and then have the fucking prison take it away. But also, he's not physically getting any postcards other than the ones that were sent by Flickshop. And trust me, this is not a plug for Flickshop. It just happens to be a really good service. I really recommend it to people who are interested in sending, you know, screenshots of web pages or a tweet that was funny or something like, and it goes fast. It goes within 48 hours. And he said that he got them continuously from me and Nicole Powers and one of our other friends, Caitlin. And he specifically named the three of us. And he said he got them continuously. But postcards, he said he never got any. And I know Caitlin herself, she at least sent 20-something postcards filled out by, like, you know, a lot of people. And he never got those.
So if I send him something, there's a chance it's not going to get to him.
Yeah, I can't even tell you how many letters I've sent him. He only got one letter from me.
Dude, because you know what I was thinking of doing.
Mm-hmm.
He told me before he went to jail. He told me that when he saw that I was doing an interview with Boots Riley of The Coup, he's like, "Oh man, dude, The Coup is one of my favorite bands," and he was really excited, and I was thinking, you know, because Boots is a friend of mine. I've done work with him. I know him. I could easily probably get him to, like, sign a copy of the insert of the CD cover of his record and have him write a note or whatever. But I'd hate to put him through the trouble of doing that and sending it off and then finding out he never even got it. You know, that's
kind
of fucked up.
Okay, first of all, you can't send him CDs. So that's
no,
that.
No,
but
no,
also,
I'm not talking about the CD. I'm talking about... I'm just talking about, like, the CD cover.
Well, that's what I do. So I collect all the stuff that are kind of important to him. So if you want,
paper,
you can send them to me.
It's just, you know what I'm talking about? The insert for
yeah,
a CD?
Yeah, yeah, I know, but I'm, yeah, I
paper.
Get it. Now I get it. I'm just saying you can send it to me because I'm collecting stuff for him. Like, Greg Palast, he writes for Advice, and he has a really good, you know, penmanship, in my opinion. And, he gave me a bunch of copies of his books, and he signed them for Weave, and I realized that he can't have them unless they're sent from, like, Amazon or, like, a designated vendor. So I'm keeping those. The Rolling Stone magazine that he had his picture on, I have that. The Washington Post article that came out, like, it was in the front page, I have that. I'm collecting kind of, like, everything, like a scrapbook for him, but of items that are of importance So if you want, you can do whatever you want, and then I'll give you my address and send it to me, and I'll hold on to it until he comes out.
Right on. That's what's up. I'm Vince in the Bay. My flashlight. Okay, I finally looked up what a flashlight is. I don't appreciate. Oh man, if it comes
educate
down to
me.
That,
educate me,
folks. If it comes down to a flashlight, just don't even bother. Just Ann Hero. I mean, come on. Seriously. My God, this is terrible. No, you don't even. Just Google image search.
Oh, flashlight. Flashlight, not flashlight. I'm sorry, that's hilarious.
You people are disgusting. Oh.
Hey, I'm no lady. Never, ever said I was a lady.
Oh, you're a tranny?
Hey, if they look as good as they do, then fuck yeah. I'll be dead too.
So you do assert MacFags?
We're not talking about that. This is private.
Oh, okay. Off topic. My bad. You know, I invited Assert, full disclosure, I invited Assert MacFags onto the show tonight, and she kind of blew me off. I don't think she likes me anymore.
She doesn't like me anymore either. I'm trying to get her to DEF CON, God damn it.
Don't. I won't go. If she's there, I'm not going to go.
Oh, you're coming? No way. Yay. It's like internet.
I was thinking about it. I'm still up in the air. It's real easy for me to get to.
Lane.
I can very crash it, but I don't know. I got to see about some stuff. But I'd love to go and meet folks, and I've looked at some of the programming that they have going on, and I there's probably a few different sessions there that I'd be interested to sit in on, just as a curious party. I certainly will not be bringing any electronic or communication media with me at all. I'm not bringing my phone.
I don't hear any of these people.
I bring any of that shit. I'm not gonna bring my ID. I'm not gonna bring my phone. I ain't gonna bring shit. I'm just gonna bring a voice recorder. And if I run into people,
They'll hack that too.
What can they do?
I'm not even bringing my vibrator.
No, I'm gonna try to. I'm going there as media. I'm covering it as media. Okay. If you haven't figured out or not, I'm a media personality.
I know you are, and I love you. Why are you being like this?
No, I'm just saying. But yeah, if I go, I would certainly love to run it, bump into you, and get some sound bites from you. See, that's the kind of thing I'm going for. Is like I want to hang out and hobnob and meet all these, because I know a lot of these characters that call into my show are going to be there, and it's like the only place I'll ever get a chance to meet them in real life, I think. So.
I want everyone to come, because I want everyone to be there so I can see them. I'm like a child and I'm so excited.
Right on. 347-826-7667 is the number. Do you want to take some calls?
Yeah, sure, dude. Let's go.
All right. Let's see. Let's go to the phone lines, and we have first up, this is Ace, what's going on?
Yo, what's up? This is KY Anonymous. Never mind, fuck it. I feel like I'm going to hell just for seeing that. What's up,
yeah,
Howard?
Dude.
I'm Vince. I'm not Howard. I'm Vince.
You're fucking Howard. And you have, like, a goddamn terrorist as a guest. She's got weapons of mass destruction beneath the panties, man. I mean, I'm serious.
I know, right?
Have you infiltrated? Do you know this from first hand?
I have carnal knowledge of the subject, of the target in question.
I mean, if by now the interweb doesn't know that I'm such a groupie, then I'm sorry, you're not doing your job.
Yeah, she's like my number one groupie. Like I've been signing autographs all day long at Level 3 Hollywood. By the way, you should come out, buy one for my fucking WePay and shit. You know, you can donate whatever. But yeah, she's been out there with me all day. As a matter of fact,
I teleport. I'm good at that shit.
Yeah, you know,
teleport
fucking persons don't know how they get over here. They just get over here. You know, they just show up like the Mexicans.
Can I bring up the obvious question?
Absolutely.
No.
Go for it.
When am I going to get Nigger Christed? Because when he comes on, there's no talking.
You know what? Nigger Christ tweeted me, and he said that he's too tired to listen to the show, or he's bored, or I don't know. He's being a bitch. He's not. I don't think he's coming through.
Yo,
he's,
Nigger okay. Christ! Yo, Nigger Christ, quit being a pussy, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, if you want, tweet him. Tell him to call in. Tell him that Wasp wants to get down on air with him.
So what's,
someone
what's
just rage quitted your show.
What's up with Aster?
I'm sorry, what?
What?
Someone just rage quitted your show.
Oh, thank God. Who was it?
Knickknack.
Oh, good. Perfect. Thank you. Appreciate that. I'm sorry, Ace, you got cut off. What were you going to say?
What's up with Aster McFags? How did you piss her off exactly?
I don't know. The sense I'm getting from her is she's just kind of over me.
I mean, did you not do it good enough?
Old news. Vincent the Bay is old news. She's an internet hipster troll, dude. Like, I am yesterday's news to her.
I don't know. You should try it a little harder. You could probably, you know, coerce her in here and offer some chocolate or something.
No,
you know,
dude, I have. She's had no problem coming on the show as a guest and a co-host, and I even let her host the show. Some of my most listened to shows over the past year have been with her. We did a fish show together that got a shit ton of listeners. She's badass. I don't know why she's butt mad at me, but whatever.
Dude, I told Andrew about Ron Brent thing. Shit. Oh shit, I said his name. I usually try not to say his name, but that.
No. You know what? You're right. You need to go on timeout now. I'm afraid. Two minutes. Wasp. 2 minutes.
Huh.
2 minutes for saying he whose name we shall not say. Okay.
Hell yeah, Matt. Voldemort.
No. But close. Okay, while she's on timeout, let's bring on Frank the Tank. What's up, Frank the Tank?
Frank! You need to stop calling Nigger Christ a bitch.
What are you talking
about?
Bitch.
Look in your chat room.
Tell that bitch I said to call in, man. Hey, did you like Gordo's picture? By the way, Frank the Tank was caller number 12.
Yeah.
Oh, he gets the complimentary to the Bay butthole fleshlight.
Not exactly, but you should invent
that. If you want
that,
Miss Gordo's
probably
pick, just tweet me, DM me. Nigger Christ said he is calling right now.
267-667 is the number. Call in, kids. We got Wasp. She's on timeout right now because she mentioned he whose name we shall not say on the air. I'm sorry. I didn't. I don't think I introduced this into the record, but I've gone back to calling that person he whose name we shall not say. Okay.
Who is he?
Because the last time he was on the show, there was huge fallout, and I don't want to get into it, but other radio shows. Sort of leached on to the audio of that and replayed it over and over again. And, I just feel like we got to go back. Things were better when he was referred, was not mentioned on the show.
Are you talking about the guy you had on a couple weeks ago?
Exactly, that guy.
Okay, yeah, I figured.
Okay, Wasp, you're back off timeout.
Hi.
Hey, so your wish has been granted, Wasp. Check this out. Guess who's here?
Oh, Nigger Christ, yes.
It's Nigger Christ. Welcome to the show. You're on with Wasp.
Hey, yeah. Who be calling the Black Messiah bitch, huh?
Yo, what's up, man? This is KY Anonymous, motherfucker, you bitch.
Hey, what's good?
What's up, man? Hey.
This is so horrible.
Are they talking to me? Am I supposed to respond?
Yes. Yeah.
That's
your man. Wait, you aren't the person. No. You didn't say that. You just wanted to talk to Nigger Christ. Somebody else said something about you being a bitch, Nigger Christ. So go ahead.
I'm the girl. I just assumed the bitch is me. But sure.
So you have the floor. It's just you and NC. If you guys want to get, I can dim the lights and put on some mood music if you like.
No, I just wanted to tell him that he's really funny, and I told Andrew about him, and Andrew didn't know. So that's when the topic of making a wiki out of all the interwebs came to be. So I'm going to get help from a couple of really awesome people, and we're going to make a wiki of what's going on, and top notch is NC, man.
Dude, oh, yeah? Guess what? I'm going to make a wiki, bro.
Yes, he knows you.
First off, this wiki thing sounds cool. Second off, Vince, you just kind of killed that joke there. But yeah, this wiki thing sounds like some Gucci ass shit right here.
Thank you, Black Jesus, for me and
Black Savior.
Black Savior for giving me constructive criticism. I will take this under consideration, my lord.
So
let's go back to the phone lines. We are now joined by our senior Juggalo correspondent, Shadow DXS. Welcome, Shadow.
What the fuck is up, bitch? How you doing?
As me? I'm good, thank you.
Bitch, I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to Vince in the bed. You can hold the fuck up. How you doing?
Yeah, bro. It's good. I'm really good. I've had a nice, relaxing weekend, and now, my friend here, Wasp, she's sharing her story of meeting up with Weave. I don't know if you're a Weave hater, or if you're indifferent to Weave, or if you liked Weave, but apparently he's being worked to the bone, so he can't even, like, troll people.
Yeah, I heard put in and out of, what is it, fucking where they put you in that little hole? They take you out of general population,
solid
isolation, time. Whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, anyway. They call it like administrative bullshit. They make a bullshit term for it, but yeah, basically solitary.
Don't spread lies.
He got put inside a jail, inside a prison, where he ain't had no freedoms for 23 hours a day. I think that shit's hilarious. Now, typically when they put a motherfucker in there, it's for a good reason, like, they started a fight, riot, they were hiding some fucking contraband, some shit. I bet you they stuck his little tiny ass in there because he kept getting punked up the ass and beat the shit out of.
No, he got put in there for tweeting and SoundClouding. Any more faggy than that, and it's just ballet for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And
he
also, he's not being broken. He's tired. There's a difference.
What difference is that?
He wants to
that
go night-night.
Being broken and being tired?
Yeah.
There was an evil gleam still in his eye. If you're broken, you don't have that. If you're tired, you still do.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
All right, yeah, sure. We'll go with that. anything to prevent dead air on here. So, anyways, how the fuck is Weeze Punk ass doing?
He's good. He's just exhausted and tired and, you know, being worked a lot to shut him up. And, you know, he's only getting 4 hours of sleep.
Hmm.
Which, incidentally, can I say, as a scientist, 4 hours of sleep is dangerous as far as overall long-term health goes. And
I'm sorry.
Lack of sleep, actually, people die from lack of sleep, just so you know.
Who's the scientist?
Me.
What do you study the science of?
Biotechnology, biochemistry, and molecular biology.
And where did you learn all this?
In college and grad school.
What college and what grad school?
Dude, dox me. I'm not self-doxing.
I didn't know it was like something sacred. I'm just calling you out.
No, he just wants to get you talking for a little bit longer so he can fab. Can't you tell?
Well, I've never seen anyone fab to academia, to be honest.
No, I don't want to dox you. I'm trying to like figure out, you know, if you're telling me the truth or whatever. You're telling me a scientist and shit. Do you even have an associate's, bachelor's, master's? I mean, what's your educational background here?
Yeah,
master's of science in molecular biology and biochemistry.
You said a bachelor of science?
Master's, MS.
Okay, you got your MS in that. All right.
Yes.
And you ain't going to tell me about college?
Hmm?
And you're not going to tell me about college?
Shadow,
nope.
Shadow, are you looking...
I got a master's in fucking bitches.
Hang on a second. Shadow, are you looking to hire a WASP for a position somewhere? What the hell's going on?
Well, you see, they say that the face paint that we use as juggalos gives us cancer, and I'm trying to see if I can't employ a couple of scientists here, there, and yon to help us come up with a cancer-free face paint, you know, in honor of Violent
Day. Of course there are cancer... Go on Etsy, get organic face paint. Are you kidding me?
Well, this shit's from, I think it's from Krylon. I think that's the name of it, yeah.
Yeah, dude, Etsy. Go on Etsy. People make their own makeup, their own paints, their own everything. And it's all...
Yeah, these guys, they test this shit on animals.
Mm-hmm, instead of humans.
Yeah. I mean, they test this shit on, like, monkeys and whales and shit.
It's fucked up. I don't want to talk about this. This makes me sad. Can we move on, please?
Yeah, moving on. Yeah, moving on. What are your thoughts on Black Twitter? Does it really exist? Does it really
Twitter?
Exist? I got into it with somebody today on Twitter, and they were talking about Black Twitter, and I was like, dude, shut up. There's no such thing as Black Twitter. Come on, no.
What the fuck is Black Twitter? I'm going to eat it.
Exactly. There's Twitter, and then there's Twitter. There's no Black Twitter.
I'm a member of white Twitter, and, like, we ain't noticed a Black Twitter yet. Like, we're actually a part of the anti-racism movement.
I've been in white Twitter this whole time, and I had no idea.
Yeah,
so what I did today was I went over to Hispanic Twitter, and you know what? They were serving some amazing horchata over there. It was delicious.
This is a whole new dimension.
Huh?
This is why I say that Black Twitter doesn't exist. All those motherfuckers are still on MySpace. They haven't figured out how to leave MySpace yet.
What are you talking about, Black Twitter? That's MySpace.
Exactly. You can laugh all you want, little Iranian scientist. But I'm telling you the truth.
I'm finding it amusing. I'm not laughing at anyone. I'm laughing with people in my head.
You're racist. Just admit it. It's fine. I admitted it today. I'm racist. I'm a pervert. Dude.
Minorities can't be racist.
You can't afford to be racist in 2013. You have to hate everybody, Vince. I mean, you can't survive.
I got to be like you and just hate everybody equally.
Mm-hmm.
Also, like Hammurabi's code. Hammurabi's code is good at hating people equally. Hammurabi, what's going on? Earth to Hammy.
He always does this.
Hammy. Going once. Going twice. All right, back on mute. Hammy is, I don't know.
He was probably taking a big old greasy shit, too. He's going to come back and be like, this is never going to mute me.
You know, I try to go, well, this is usually my game plan on the show. I try to get like a special guest, maybe a co-host, maybe a few guests. Give them some time to do their thing. Tell us what's up, and then introduce callers in the order that they call in. And
well, hey,
some people who are regulars seem to get butthurt that I use this approach, and they don't get a fast pass to the front of the deck.
Well, yeah, dude. I mean, this is a fascist, you know, zone, and we expect seniority in a place like this.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
how many of your shows have we both ruined and saved?
I know. No, okay, you make a valid point. Yes, I do, and I do at times push people to the front of the line. But you're never gonna get pushed to the front of the line by complaining about not getting pushed to the front of the line. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I learned that very, very long ago whenever you would put me on, like, a huge section of you. I mean, like, the more I bitched, it was like, oh, you know what? Trolls actually get pissed off. Let's see if I can just keep them fucking muted.
Yeah. Another one, Gonzo PhD gets so butthurt. I don't know who gets more butthurt by getting muted, Gonzo or Hammy. It's really close.
So, hey, who called the Black Messiah a bitch early?
Oh, no. How much does it cost you to be
I think it was Frank the Tank. Frank the Tank, was that you that called him that?
Frank the Tank told me you called me that.
Yes, you said...
Oh, he just said yeah.
You said, Black Messiah is acting like a bitch.
Ooh.
You know, whoever called me a bitch... sure ain't admitting to calling me a bitch, so I think we see who the real bitches be here.
Hey, Ace
Christ,
you a
I'll
bitch
call you a bitch. What do I get?
You get free Nazi points.
You get run up on by NC and his boys. I don't get the whole troop out. I'm going to break the whole army out. Fuck Soldier Boy, nigga. I got the whole United States Army backing me up. We going to blow your brains out. You're going to pull up on your ass and do a drive-by in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. I don't give a fuck. I'm going to do a drive-by in your house with a switchblade. That don't even make sense, but I'll make it make sense, goddammit.
Hammer all that shit into making sack on the phone.
Oh, my God, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is what I put up with every fucking night. You know, it's funny for you. It's a novelty for you. You only have to do, you know, you come in here once maybe a month or two. It's fun. Yeah, try doing this every fucking time you try to do a show. Sometimes every night.
And you put on people getting entertained. That's something fun to you, ain't it?
Hey, Wasp, I got questions about
Nigger Christ. I have no clue what you're saying when you're talking. You honestly, to be honest, if we're really gonna real talk here. I love you, Nigger Christ, but I have to be honest. The entire time you've ever called into my show, I think I've understood maybe four words you said.
I think you're a racist. I think you just don't understand what a nigga be saying. You know, nigga up here speaking the truth, speaking from the mouth, giving the sermon to the word of the Lord. Goddamn, ain't no nigga out there going day down, 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 down.
Are you trying to flim-flam Zim-Zam?
This
Nigger Christ don't need words. I invent words.
Stupid tattoo and flat chest and flat Asian face.
What about tattoo and flat chest? What?
I'm not talking about you, bitch. I'm talking about Elliot on Tiny Chat. Y'all got to see this, bitch. She's going full Asian tourist on us.
What? What's she doing? What, I don't even know what that means. Sounds
okay,
good,
that's probably
yeah,
where I
don't know.
It. You have to come into tinychat.com/xuout to find out what I'm talking about.
Oh, no. But that thing is a feds lurk in there. I'm not going in there.
I don't do Tiny Chat. I'm afraid of you.
Yeah,
people.
I don't want to be. I don't want some fake chat log coming out of Tiny Chat with my name on it. No, not going to do it. I know the scam over there. I know what's going on.
Hey, listen to me. This is a spiko-free Tiny Chat right now.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Are there boobs?
Yes.
Michael and Bannister earlier this week.
There are, in fact, boobs in this tiny chat.
Are there any standards on the boobs?
I'm not talking. I said boobs. I didn't say your moobs.
No, I said standard on the boobs. Are they small? Are they big? Is there a cutoff size?
They're fucking huge. They're absolutely
huge.
Oh,
my God.
Huge.
I hate ginormous boobs. Are you kidding me? Oh, my
yeah,
God. It's like a fucking nightmare.
What size are your boobs?
No, thank you.
I don't wrote the English language down on the inside of Oprah Winfrey's pussy. Don't tell me what I speak.
Boobs are these? Are these? Who do these jugs belong to?
A human.
Very,
are you
very
talking
about? Is it plus one? Is it plus one?
Yes.
You talking about Shadow's boobs and Triple H's?
It's always plus one. Come on, dude.
Well, yeah. I mean, plus one is like the greatest fucking can whore to ever come along since Pussy Court.
Hey.
All right. 347-826-7667 is the number. Ace, you've been on timeout for a while. What are your thoughts right now? What are you thinking?
I didn't even fucking know I was on timeout.
Yeah, you were muted for the last 15 minutes. Were you trying to talk? Yeah.
That explains a lot, actually. It really does. It explains a lot.
I'm just
going to give you some relationship pointers. You know, if you dress up like Jake Gyllenhaal, you can probably conquer that Persian ass of yours there. Just saying.
I don't go for looks. Sorry.
All right.
That's great, because I look like a fucking monster.
Anyway, folks, we are wrapping it. We have wrapped up the first hour of programming. I want to thank my guest, Wasp, for hanging in here with me. We're going to take more calls and come back with Frank the Tank, Nigger Christ, Shadow DXS, Hammurabi's Code, and that Ace guy. But we're going to take a break and listen to a track that is dedicated to Weave. This is not the coup. It's not the coup, but this is close. This is Boots Riley of the Coup on his project with Tom Morello called Street Sweeper Social Club, and this track is called Mega Blast. We'll be right back.
Lords of the world have united, and they announce a world tour. Disorderly Conduct with your host, Vince in the Bay.
Don't quit your day job.
Yarrai me!
Mentre la multinazionale Thomson si è impadronita di tutti I brevetti della DPL e la ricerca ufficiale sembra si sia concentrata su applicazioni industriali di scarso interesse sociale e comunicativo, il sogno dei pionieri delle realtà virtuali, perché queste siano condivise da più persone ed economicamente accessibili a tutti, sembra allontanarsi. Ma la sperimentazione indipendente non si è fermata e oggi, grazie ad alcuni geniali creativi, è possibile accedere a dei sistemi di realtà virtuale a basso costo e condivisi. Parliamo di Rentro 8-6, insegnare un bel posto.
Finish him.
These top fighters are really something else.
Flawless victory. Friendship.
Call in now, biatches. 347-826-7667. And now your host, Vince in the Bay.
What up, Philly Negro?
Yeah, you already know what it is. It's Vince in the Bay. We're sliding into hour number two. I hope you are enjoying the programming tonight. It's been fun hanging out with my guest tonight, the lovely Wasp. Before we get back into things here, I just want to take a brief moment to acknowledge the chat room. That's right. The people that populate the chat room and their valiant contribution to the discourse in the chat room that I pay no attention to whatsoever. And of course, speaking of the chat room, if you see a link in the chat room, I do not advise clicking on any links. I do not vouch for any links that are posted on the website. And of course, you all know that the views and opinions expressed here by my guests and callers are not necessarily representative of the views and opinions of Vince in the Bay, Blog Talk Radio, Blog Talk Radio staff, sponsors, and supporters, and subscribers. They are the views of the individuals expressing them solely. This broadcast is brought to you in surround sound. That's right. It's brought to you in 5.1 HD. Thank you to our sponsors at Dolby for providing that. Okay. So, good times. We're in hour number two now. My guest, where's my switchboard? God damn it. Okay, here we go. My guest is Wasp. Welcome back, Wasp.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. So, is there an Iranian Twitter or a Persian Twitter?
Oh, fuck yeah.
Really? Like some really hot Persian chicks like you? Are there more of them? Crazy hot Persian chicks online?
If you would follow all my crazy RT going on all day long, you would see many of them, yes.
Okay.
yeah, there are a lot of them. They're actually really, really good looking ones, too. A lot of them are actually much more brave than I am and put their actual pictures up.
People are tweeting. I'm getting mentions in my Twitter feed here, and feel free to tweet me during the show. I'll try. I actually pay more attention to the tweets than the actual chat room. The chat room tends to be just a a complete abortion. It's terrible. It's just mayhem. It's nonsensical. It's like an obscene, exquisite corpse. You know what I'm talking about? The exquisite corpse exercises, what the artists used to do? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Like they take a piece of paper, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first artist draws something and then folds it. And then the next artist draws something and folds it. The next person draws something and folds it. And the next person draws something and folds it. So you don't see what's coming before or after what you're drawing in this little space. At the end, they just string it out, and it's called an exquisite corpse. And that is basically, that's essentially what my chat room is. It's an obscene, exquisite corpse of words. That's all I can tell you. Anyway, thank you for tweeting me. Absalom, which is Josh. Josh says, best Vince in the Bay in a while. He gives you a recognition. He says,
thank you.
That you are giving Weave info and Nigger Christ coming in and killing it because Vince called him a bitch. What the fuck? That is incorrect. I did not call Nigger Christ a bitch. That was one of, I think that was Frank the Tank, if I'm not mistaken. Frank, that was you, right?
What? Are you telling me I called my nigger Christ a bitch? I would never call a Black Messiah a bitch. I call him a hoe, but not a bitch.
Who done called MC a bitch? Don't make me have to go back up in this show and watch the archive version to find out who called me a bitch, but then I'm going to come at you twice as hard.
I believe
that was my man Vince and my man Ace.
Now,
Bob
Blake can suck a dick, though.
I'm sorry. These tweets are awesome.
Hey, Wasp, I have a serious question for you, though, about Weave. Let's get back on topic. What did his dick smell like?
His dick? Can I make shit up?
What do you mean, mix it up?
I mean,
like,
I can't.
Macaroni
I can't tell
and
you.
Cheese?
I mean, I can't tell you for real because I don't know, so can I make shit up?
No, I just want to know what his dick smells like. I might want to taste it one day.
I mean, I don't qualify for that. Maybe someone else can chime in?
Nope. Just answer the question, girl.
I can't. I'm not qualified. And you need to try harder. This is not trolling.
You're right. It's not. So I'm going to bring back the rest of the panel. We also have Shadow with us. Shadow, you're back.
Hello.
And Ace, you're back on the panel. What's up, Ace?
What's up?
Nothing much, dude. We still have our guest tonight, huh?
Howard, look, this is like one of the first times I have been out in Los Angeles, and this fucking kid keeps following me. He's like high as shit. He is high as fuck. He keeps asking me for my autograph and shit. I don't know. Now, dude, really, I'm scared.
Who does he think you are? Who does he think you are?
Shoot him!
Well, it's like, you know, I've been signing autographs all day. Yeah, seriously. Like,
hey,
I think he's black,
hey,
dude.
Hey, is he black?
Is he black? You got to kill him,
man.
You going to mug you, nigga.
Is your name Trayvon, by any chance?
Shoot him.
Are you kin to Trayvon
Shoot
Martin?
Him. Shoot him now. In the back.
Horrible.
He's black. He's got a gun.
I'm standing my ground. Hey, come here so I can stand my ground.
You need to shoot that nigga. You need to shoot that nigga in the fucking neck.
Who let him out the field in the first place?
Wow. Wow. Oh. You know what? You know what? Wasp, I apologize. I apologize. This program has really devolved into just a hodgepodge of buffoonery.
That's the chimp out 2013, dog. Chimp out.
All right, you know what? You know what? You guys are being very disrespectful.
Shout out to
my
George Zimmerman.
Are you being immune to Nazi?
Okay, I muted everybody. There's other people that want to get on and talk, so.
Talk to other people.
I think it's only fair that these people, you know, they're waiting like 5, 10, 15, some people 20 minutes.
Stick my dick in them people. I don't care.
No, I'd rather not. Let's see who this is. Go ahead, caller. Unscreened. You're on the air. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi. Who's that?
Oh, hi. Hi. I'm Alex, and I live in Oakland.
Hey, Alex from Oakland. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, what's going on? Not much, you know. I was just calling to see if you had heard of this, like, federal surveillance system the city of Oakland wants to put in place in Oakland that they've been debating about it at, like, Oakland City Hall. I don't know if you've heard anything about it.
Me? I've seen.
What's your name? You're Adam?
Alex.
Alex. Okay, Alex. I have not heard of anything you're talking about. I don't know what's going on, but I'm not surprised. It sounds nefarious to me. I mean, Oakland is like the blueprint for the police state. It's almost as if it's just like a dry run for something bigger. But whatever.
Hey.
What? Shadow, you wanted to say something?
No, I didn't.
Okay, good. I'll put you back on mute. 347-826-7667 is the number. Let's go back to the lines and take a caller. Unscreened, block number, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, it's Ronald Bryan. How you doing?
Oh,
ladies,
good Lord.
This is he whose name we shall not say. And he sounds inebriated tonight. So
hey, you know what happened? I didn't show up when Snoop was listening. I'm a pussy.
Yeah, why are you running from Shmoop? I don't get it.
I'm kind of scared of him, you know. He's just so handsome and he knows everything. I mean, I just go and run my mouth on Twitter all the time. I don't actually say anything relevant besides, you know, shit about Adrian Lamo's penis and Neil Rahaz's anal. You know, like anal. Neil Rahaz is my life. Hey, I can hear you laughing over there. What color suit you want me buried in?
I don't understand him.
I neither do I.
What color suit do you want me buried in, you prick?
He's on crack. It doesn't matter.
Shut the fuck up. I'm on heroin tonight, okay? There's no crack. I'm gonna grab some heroin.
Big difference. That's correct.
I apologize. I get some wacky, zany callers, and they get...
Hey, Vince, what color suit you want me buried in, huh?
And they tend to be very aggressive. No, Shadow is on mute, but he's back.
Can you unmute Nigga Grace?
No,
come on.
No, I mean, that dude sounds like Zibbit or something, man. When there's black.
What up, Ron? Hello. What up? How you doing? It's Ronald Bryan. I'm from New York. I'm on 5th Street and 42nd Avenue. How you doing?
Ron Bryan, this is Dogport. This is Dogport.
A Dogport? Where's the Dogport at?
Dogport's over here in Florida, man.
Oh, it's in Florida. All right. Well, here's the thing. It's kind of hard to get to Florida because I'm in New York. I'm on 5th Street. I'm right up the street from Vinny's. You know where that is?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yes.
Let me
read
that. I'll fight you right
Google now. Maps. Okay, great. Thanks. Appreciate the call, Ron.
I'm going to kill you, Vince. I'm going to get you.
Thanks, Cole.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Ron. I appreciate the call. Let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air, unscreened. Who's this?
Hey, what's going on? It's Danny.
Hey, Danny. Welcome to the program.
I have a very important message. I need to let you guys know about this. This has just been, it's come down the lines to me. There's been a new task.
Hey, Danny, what kind of studio are you buried in?
Listen, there's been a new task force level found. Funny task force. They only listen to Lil B music and are not planning on stopping anytime soon. But they also claim to be semi-negative, which Lil B hates, which is not good. Negativity will not be tolerated. Funny task force. Only a few needed in there. A lot of base world fakes. Funny task force. Funny task force is here. It has arrived. Funny task force is here. Right here. Right now.
Exclusive right here, folks.
You're getting
funny
a scoop.
Task force is here.
You like a scoop up your ass, Vince?
Rod,
you were going to scoop ice cream out of Vince?
I want to scoop ice cream out of Vince's anus, you know?
I got a question, Shadow.
Huh?
Go ahead, Ace. You have a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, who in the fuck is this Neil Rauhauser dude? And
Neil Rauhauser, let me talk about Neil Rauhauser.
The king of the internet.
Dude, Neil Rauhauser is actually a drag queen living in Roanoke, Virginia. He goes to drag clubs with Thomas Ryan, okay? They go frequently together to drag clubs.
Wait a minute. You said Thomas Ryan?
Yes.
Thomas Ryan. Yeah. You got Kanye fans or something?
Wow. Thomas Ryan. You mean the same one that's the jester, Thomas Ryan?
Yes. They are drag queens. They dress up in women's clothes.
Damn.
I'm just trying to figure out why my dot is not bigger than Vince's and what the fuck this fucking chart is.
Your mother.
I always have a small dot. I don't know if that's good or bad. I kind of
feel
like...
Blame aside, everything is bigger than Vince's.
Yeah, you're right.
Ah, you just got this, my nigga Christ, you prick!
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for insulting me on my own program.
It ain't an insult, it's just a fact, you nigga. Ain't an insult,
Ron Brenner, how do you spell Mook? How do you spell Mook?
M-0-0-K, Mook! Are
you dumb? 2 minutes. He whose name we shall not say, you're getting 2 minutes for being obnoxious. And, we're going to move on. Let's see who else we have here. Hammurabi's Code, you're back. Shadow DXS, you're back. I apologize, folks.
Just glad I got to say those three words in the last 25 minutes. This has been awesome. It's much appreciated.
We appreciate that. Thanks for calling, Hammurabi.
Fuck you, bad boy.
No problem. Happy to supply a platform for free speech.
No, it's all good, man. It's all good. Yes. I just wanted to put it out there. Cassandra is the Fed. So,
yes, she is.
Banging her. She's a fed.
She's got the biggest.
There's
like
2 million
like big,
people named Sandra. Who are you talking about?
She's got like
about?
The biggest dot. Of all the dots, hers is one of the biggest.
She's actually.
Who is Sandra? There's like a billion, bazillion, bajillion people named Sandra. Who is Sandra?
Cassandra.
Cassandra. There's also a billion, million, bazillion Cassandra.
You know your place is a woman.
No, not really.
Cassandra is the jester. Cassandra is also the jester who is also funny task force.
Oh, it's all
it
coming
now.
Together now. It's all coming
Everybody
together right here.
Everybody is the jester.
Oh, shit, yeah, Cassandra? Damn, I'm going to put my head in that chest and go...
The fuck,
nigga?
At the risk of sounding sexist, I want to do the same.
Wait a minute, I thought Nigger Christ was Sinister Spill now.
At the risk of being awesome, I would like to do the same.
I saw, speaking of Cassandra,
like
hello, can I talk on my own show?
And fuck them.
38.
You're not on your own show, Ben.
6-8.
We taking over.
You've been doing that for a long time now. That's why we shot Trayvon.
Okay, you know
yes,
what?
Yes, y'all.
I'm going to have to institute martial law on my program right
martial
now.
Law. Can you even spell
yeah.
that?
No. And you're getting muted for challenging me for that. Folks, again, you know, I'm a benevolent dictator on this program. I try to be fair and balanced and objective, but sometimes I have to institute my powers as a fascist dictator and bring order to the madness. You know, this is again, this is how I use this as an example of how communism does not work. Okay, when everybody has a free and equal voice, it becomes mush. All right. So you're going to talk when I tell you to talk, all right?
Vince?
Yeah, what's the question?
I was just wanting to let everyone know that when they play the show's archive, they need to listen for the hidden number that was injected in this broadcast subliminally.
What's the number?
Mercedes.
Okay, what happened?
Oh, my God, it's all coming together.
Yeah, when you play this broadcast back, when it's turned into an archive for the podcast, you'll find Mercedes' number hidden within it somewhere.
It's kind of like Lost. Shit, man.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah, that's what the NSA do.
Wow. Okay, you know, I got cut off. I was trying to say hello to the chat room. I'm going to do that really quick. I don't think I've mentioned them live on the air because a lot of times people listen to the archive and they're curious who was in the chat room. And I'm telling you right now, before I do that, somebody's boom, there we go. Wasp, your background noise is hideous. It's worse than shadows.
Hey, Vince, you should totally get Hammurabi to read the guest list.
Oh,
like
yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you're right, you're right. Hammurabi, that used to be your signature duty. Do you want to read the chat room roll call?
Shit, yeah, I mean, since you're telling me to do it and all, I'd love to. But I don't have music, so...
Pretend to enjoy it.
Okay. Where's the music? All right. I'm Vince the Bay for July, whatever the fuck that is. We got About Blank, Becalina, Bronior, Consilience, City of Flint, Danny D'Antalian, Foxy, 421. Frank the Tank. Fuck you, Frank. We got a shitload of guests who nobody cares about because they can't bother making a fucking account. So, fuck you, guests. We have Hooter. We have iBots. We have Lady Zohar. We got the benevolent Nigger Christ. We've got the leader of Maple Second, Jihadi Extraordinaire, Knickknack. We've got the unparalleled niggers in Paris. We've got Porno Puppy. We've got the big-titted Perp Pinata. We've got Raven Bowden. We've got the big-titted Shadow DXS. We've got what I'm assuming is Amber / Soul Butter with a big-titted Soul Butter. It's like a big-titty bonanza up in here, dude. We got Tales of the Hair and Harry something. We got X you out. We've got. I don't even give a fuck. Uranus News, rounding it out.
That's right. Thank you, Hammy.
No problem. Anytime.
All right, we have about a half hour left to go in the program. Very excited to continue on here with my guest, Wasp. Wasp, I just want to let you know you have really bad background noise, so I don't know if you can self-mute yourself or not, but maybe when you're just listening and you're not talking, could you self-mute? Is that possible?
Yes, I... So it's really bad, huh?
What?
The background noise. Because I'm using a headset.
It's actually better now. It's not so bad now. Never mind.
You know what it is? I think it's my fan. It's transmitting some kind of shit. Hold on. Let me just... Okay. If you hear it again, let me know.
Well, it's probably just anonymous hacksering your fan.
They probably are.
Okay. Let's bring back... I hate to say it, but, I was supposed to have a co-host today, and I reached out to a couple different individuals and got turned down, and unfortunately, as a fill-in, they're always on the ready. That would be Ace. Ace, welcome back. Ace, are you there?
Great co-host, Ben.
Yeah. Nate, sorry, I'm kind
of... I'm the host.
I'm being fathered.
Yeah, I have a guest co-host every day, and it was supposed to be somebody else, but things fall through. Shadow, if one of these times you want to be the guest co-host, just let's do it. Just let me know when.
All right, let's schedule for the next Big Titty Tuesday.
Yeah, whenever that is. I have no idea. My producers don't tell me anything ahead of time.
You need to get in contact with Jihad. They'll help you out.
Dude, you just took a nice rip, bro, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm really fucked up. You can blame my bots, fucking faggy flat ass, for that. Fucking cunt.
Ibots? You know, Ibots is a 12-year is a trap. You know that, right?
Oh, god damn it, not another one.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a 14-year-old boy.
Oh, good Lord.
Good God.
Yeah. Yep.
That explains why she likes video games so much and smokes pot. She's just a 14-year-old fucking boy.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Who poses as a girl on the internet to fuck with guys? It's like, she's a really good troll. She's like hardcore, she's out of 4chan, B, she does all kinds of crazy weird shit. I bet
she does. So I wouldn't be surprised if she got magical powers from Jennifer Emick.
Oh, good Lord, please do not say that name.
Jennifer Emick.
What, iBots?
Yeah. No, the J.E. shit.
Jennifer Emick? Is that who you're talking about? Is that it?
Yeah.
You don't want me to talk about Jennifer Emick?
She kind of looks like Smeagol from The Lord of the Rings, man.
Smeagol?
Every time I hear of Jennifer Emick, I automatically hear...
My precious sister.
That is very good.
Yeah, I know. I do that voice, actually, for the cartoon.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I hope you get hit by a truck.
Thank you. I did earlier, actually.
Sure he did.
I did.
Okay.
Guys, I'm falling asleep. You guys are boring. Sorry.
Oh, shut the fuck up, bitch. Just because you ain't getting attention don't mean that we ain't having fun.
No, I'm actually really okay with not talking and listening to you guys being funny, but just be funny.
Well, then he needs to put Nigger Christ back on. Because that motherfucker's hilarious.
Well,
I thought Nigger Christ was now known as Sinister's Pill. I mean, did that change or what?
I'm guessing Vince is, in the green room trying to screen some colors and shit.
I am?
Yeah. So hold on, we can say all the shit that we're not supposed to say and not get time out.
The show. Okay, let's go with the tiny chat. Let's go. Hey guys, what do you want to tell Tiny Chat? I mean, Vince in the Bay. Go ahead and type whatever it is that you want to be broadcasted on air. Thank you, Base Danny, from Plus One. LOL from Jetson.
Hi, Vince, from Dutch Imani.
What?
Jensen says Rockwell. Huh?
What are you talking about? Douche Minotti? Douche Minotti, yeah. Who's pussied out and hasn't called into my show since the first time he did.
Dutch, he says that you've pussied out and hasn't called into his show. What do you ever say about that? You've been called out by Vince in the fucking Bay.
Oh, dude, I call him Douche Minotti on Twitter all the time, and he cries and whines.
It's 7:36 a.m. his time. That's why he's saying he's not calling.
Yeah,
I mean, clearly he's awake. So.
Whatever. We don't have time for him anyways. We have too many callers. We'd never get to him. There are still people that are waiting to get on here.
Okay. 40 outs.
Okay. By the way, my guest tonight is Wasp. Welcome, Wasp. Thank you so much for hanging in with me.
Absolutely.
Also, on the panel tonight, Nigger Christ. Welcome, Nigger Christ.
Yay, yay.
Hi.
And what's Gucci?
What's Gucci, nigga?
Yeah, and we got Frank the Tank is on the line. Frank, are you there?
What up, nigga?
We also have... Hang on, relax. We got more people to introduce to the panel. Hammurabi's Code is here.
Hello, black people.
Danny Dantalian is on the panel.
Danny Dantalian, the official leader of Funny Task Force. Commander-in-Chief of Funny Task Force.
Okay. And we also have now joining us Anthony. Anthony, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, Anthony, you're a new caller. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to call him because I wanted to say, you a pussy, Vince! You a goddamn pussy! Nigga Cross gonna come run up on you, bring out his voice! Gonna bring all the niggas, gonna bring a fucking ass!
Ooh!
Wait. Nigger Christ, that's you on another.
Got that shit too.
Wait, Nigger Christ, you called me on another line while you were on Skype. Is that what you just did?
Yeah, Nigger. I blame myself. I do.
All right. Well, you know what? That was not cool. That was unacceptable. I don't care if you're the black messiah. Fuck, dude. It doesn't matter. You're gonna be on timeout, and that's just all there
is. Vince, I will call the police.
Time out. Please don't beat me, man.
Vince, I'm calling the police.
Please don't beat me.
Messiah will rise these days.
2 minutes, nigger Christ. 2 minutes.
We're gonna call the Pope.
Yep. Calling the Pope right now.
Why are we calling the Pope? He's the Christ.
Yeah,
because
we
need to get the press involved. I'm calling Murdoch.
Okay,
get Rupert Murdoch on the line.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
get the Pope.
Okay,
now,
while
you
guys are doing that, I'm going to bring up another call.
Me, Murdoch, and George Soros. I'm going to get George Soros involved, the King of Jews.
Oh, he's already involved. He pays me. Him and Barbara Streisand pay me directly. I'm a part of Team Kimberlin,
yeah,
apparently.
Yeah, he pays me more, and he listens to
my...
Hey,
guys, who's going to the Bohemian Grove this year? And
oh,
I want to know...
It's over.
Next year, can we sacrifice Jake Davis to Moloch? Because I really think that needs to happen.
We can arrange that.
We should do that.
Okay, we'll do that.
All right, cool.
Sweet.
All right, let's take another call.
Do you have a band together?
Hang on, let's take another call. We got this guy, K301. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, what's up? What's going on?
Nothing. We're just doing it. We're doing the radio show. It's we were talking about Weave, but we've kind of
weave. Yo, Weave, man, Weave's cool, bro. But anyway, beyond that shit, man, yo, you see my tweets about Bestcore, right?
About
you feel me, fam? You feel me, bud?
Topic I want to speak about Bestcore. It's like that's one of my favorite websites, and. Got taken offline. Cops arrested the guy, said he can't post any more shit on Best Court.
Uh-huh.
Look at that.
Why did it get raided?
I don't know. Oh, it was, he got raided over, the Magnata. The Magnata video. One lunatic.
Hey, Colin, what's your favorite soccer team?
My favorite team is fucking Chelsea, man.
Yeah, well, Arsenal could whoop the shit out of them.
Arsenal knows.
Oh, yeah, go Arsenal.
Come on, no, it sounds like arse. That's all you got to say. Anyway, that ain't shit. That ain't shit, man.
Arse. Fuck your website.
Best score here. It's like, that's like one of the most viral sites on the web. And it got
viral? Viral? Is that like feral? It's a feral website? Like a feral cat?
Not anymore, bitch.
Fuck up, man. Shut the fuck up, man.
Fuck up, Danny.
Let him talk. Let,
a little aggravated.
Let's let him talk.
Why don't girls call in this show? I don't get
it.
Go ahead, call her.
Are you flim flam zim zammed?
Yo, man, this is about like freedom of press and shit, right?
Freedom
no.
of press.
No, fucking Nazis and shit. You know
Vince
that.
Vince is a dictator. He's not. There's no freedom of press on Vince.
You lose your freedom of speech and freedom of press and any of your amendments as soon as you call into this show and press one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is a. I forgot to put that. I forgot to preface that. Yes. This is a no free speech zone. Once you enter the chat room or call into the show,
you need to
first speech
reach your intro to the show.
That's
for
serious
news. Caller, have you ever flim flammed this?
For each hacker, I want to just skeet. Skeet down your fucking throat, you little fucking faggots.
Oh, please do not. Oh, that is disgusting. Oh my god.
So 301. You sound like you're butthurt about something. Is there something bothering you?
Well, that's my favorite website. Best score is my favorite website, and they stopped posting. What am I supposed to say?
Maybe they got a life and got jobs and got girlfriends and got bored with their website.
I'll tell you what. You know what I'm going to do? You know what I'm going to do for you? Since I'm feeling so generous, in order to rectify the situation, I'm going to hook you up with new living quarters, okay? We have, as you know, the NSA monitors this program, and we share information with them, whether we like it or not. And apparently, we based on our geolocation, we are going to hook you up with a free house. That's right. It's located in rural Glendon. Are you in the chat room? Can you see
on Best Corp?
Can you see in the chat room, this is your free house?
That's absolutely nothing to do with posting on Best Score.
No, this has to do with a 26 by 48 house, and you can have it, but you have to move it. They want it off their property. So you have to find some way to transport it off the property, but... It's a nice house. I mean, it totally works.
Anyway, I hope Best Score keeps posting. That's it.
How about fuck get Best Score. Over it.
Fuck Best Score. I hope Best Score dies.
Best Score? I don't even know. Best Score. That sounds like some of a volunteer organization. Do you want to help children
like
who are
shit.
Homeless? Support Best Score.
Or it's his DDoS, bitch.
He was calling out of Manitoba, Canada. I seem to get a lot of the Canucks.
Posted his Twitter so you can talk to him.
Whoa! Hey, have you guys seen this KL301's Twitter account? Look at this motherfucker's avatar.
I don't Ooh. Know.
Hey, post that shit in tiny chat, Shadow.
All right, hold up.
Have you guys just, like, seen this account?
Yes,
not everybody gives a fuck about everybody, bitch.
He's a brony. What is he, a brony? What the fuck? What is
He's
that?
He's a wolfie.
Oh, it's even worse. Bastards. What the hell's wrong with these people?
Who the fuck is this pussy-ass nigga?
I think that would be a furry, isn't it? Isn't that a furry? Isn't that what that's called?
No. This is a specific kind of furry. It's a wolfie. He just likes wolves. Pink.
How do you know about this? Because I don't know about this, Shadow. What are you into, Shadow?
Because
I'm just saying, you're coming in with the specifics of the esoteria. I don't know, Shadow. You sound like you know too much about this.
Hey, man, just for him, he told me some strange shit last year at DEFCON. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay. Because I know you tossed that salad.
Sir, I have a question.
Yes, your question.
Where's Ace from?
Eh?
Bitch, Ace is from planet Earth.
Dude, like, I'm doing so much shit right now, but I'm from Washington.
State?
Washington. I work here, Washington State.
I work for the Department of Defense, and I'm also a sound engineer.
So why are you on Vince the Bay? Vince, you should hang up on this guy, dude. What are you thinking, bro? Are you crazy?
Why do you have him on your show?
Dude, get him off your show, dude.
I was sexting.
Did Vince turn fed?
What do you say? What do you say?
Where he's a fed, dude. What are you doing, Vince?
Feds have called my show before. Can we? Okay, I'm gonna have to put Marshall on. In effect again.
All right, I'll chill out. My bad.
Just to get back hold of my show. Who was that? Was that Frank the Tank that was saying that shit?
Oh, man.
You know, I look away for a second and I come back and people are freaking out.
Hey, Vince,
we just,
he works for the DOD, dude. People are going to freak out, man. It's kind of weird.
Well, you know what? You know, I've had fucking Sabu call this show, so it doesn't matter.
Man.
I know. There's been tons of fucking. I wouldn't be surprised. There have been tons of law enforcement of some shape or form. One of those alphabet soup groups that monitors this for sure. How closely they do. I don't think very closely because there's not usually very much nefarious activity going on here. There's just a lot of bullshitting and occasionally we try to have a moral fiber to the broadcast. Like, you know, I thought it was great that Wasp brought her experience with visiting Weave. I mean, last time I heard from Weave, actually Danny was like bitching him out on live on the air. It was crazy.
When was he last on?
Last time Weave was on the show, I cussed him out. But you know what? I may not like Weave as a person, but I respect what he stands for, and I respect him as a person. I don't like him, but I respect him. All right, that's all I can say about it.
I think that's all anyone can ask from anyone.
Hey, Vince.
No?
Yeah, what's up, Shadow?
You should totally check your mentions on Twitter.
Oh, no. What's going on now?
God damn.
Why are people so reactionary? I don't get it.
Because they pussies.
New levels of Zim Fam have been reached on Vince in the Bay. Fed Ninja says you can put Christ on timeout. Call his dad now. What?
Us?
Call his dad?
And Nick Knack is spreading rumors that I let feds on my show regularly. I don't knowingly let anybody on my show on a regular basis.
Hey, no, I'm talking about the one that's in between my Fed Ninja and Nick Knack.
Vince, earlier you were complaining about not having a co-host. You have never asked me to be a co-host. I'm just saying, dude.
You know what?
This should happen sometime.
You know what, Danny? You know what? We should definitely plan that. That's a great idea. That's a great idea. I think you'd be a fantastic co-host.
You should do it.
In fact, I caught part of your Russell League prank calling the other night. you were pretending.
Well, me and Darko are actually going to do a prank call mixtape soon. That one's going to be on it. We're going to put together a bunch of prank calls and put out a mixtape. So that one's going to be on there.
That was good. Very, very, very good material.
Vince, you're getting a mention from DOD press office.
Oh, what? What are they saying?
They're just saying hello. They heard you ring.
What are you talking about?
Are we done with that joke? I'm sorry.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, because I just checked my mentions and that's not true. But anyways,
I see it. I can screenshot it.
Oh, CIA press office. Oh, and NSA press office say, "Hello, Vince in the Bay. We are so happy to follow you. Love, America." That's great.
Yep.
That's great. I appreciate that. Thank you, guys. Good times. Good times. I'm happy to give a platform for everyone and anyone to share in discourse. Oh, pardon me. My God, we're almost done with the broadcast. And, you know, looking forward, I'm hoping in the future to do, of course, I owe people a marijuana show, a medicinal marijuana show, of course.
Mm-hmm.
iBots wants to be a part of that. I have my friend Stoner.
I
want to
be a part of that.
Yeah, you can totally be in on that. Stoner Jesus is going to be in on that.
Holy shit, Vince. Dude, there's a ghost tweeting at you now.
Ghost of Trayvon. That's fucked up. That's disgusting. Come on. Ghost of Trey Trey? What is up with that?
Huh. Oh, shit. We got to get the motherfucking Ghostbusters up in here and get Zimmerman with that goddamn vacuum and fuck this nigga back up.
Who are you going to call? George Zimmerman. Sorry.
You people are sick. You people are disgusting.
Hey, we ain't talking about a human life here, just a nigga.
Yeah,
oh, my
man.
God. Oh, my God. I'm so offended.
Hey, you can be offended.
Nigger
said it.
That's our word. I can say it.
Vince, speaking of the ghost of Trayvon Martin, somebody, when I did that troll fest before the verdict, somebody actually said that the ghost of Trayvon Martin was going to haunt me. And wasn't I in Chinese chat the other night talking about shadow people? I was seeing shadow people. Oh, my God, dude. Trayvon's haunting me. Because I swear I could have saw some figures in my room, man. I was freaking out about this shit. That's whatever. I guess Ghost Trayvon's trying to steal my Skittles.
Okay, guys, you know what? I just screened a call, and this really cute-sounding chick.
Is it Cassandra?
No, it's not Cassandra. Relax. But she hung up before I could tell her she was in the green room. Let's call her back. Let's see what's up with her.
You can call her back? That's scary.
Yeah.
Vince, I had the strong urge to announce people by their full phone numbers the other night when I was hosting. It was hard not to do it.
I think this nigga Dan Talion's being honored by Trey Trey.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, no, you're
Hello.
On the air. Hello. you know, you recited whatever
what
it
up,
is.
What up, girl? You gonna let me beat them guts or what?
Oh, hey, shut up, Hammurabi. You whatever little piece of gobbledygook you yelled at me was in the green room and nobody heard it. So do you want to say it live on the show now?
Yeah, say it live.
Hey, girl, bust that box open for the Black Messiah.
The border between reality and fantasy is not fixed. It just marks the last place rival gangs of shaman fought each other to a standstill.
The fuck?
And she on that sherm, man. She's smoking that sherm.
That was fucking gorgeous.
Hey, bitch, you ever taking up the ass while you brush your teeth?
I just came.
That was fucking hot.
Like, for real, you ever, like, done some dental hygiene while you got some anal?
No.
Who was that? I need to know who
Girl,
that was.
You like just Blumpkin.
She didn't do that, but she did get a Blumpkin in the Golden Corral bathroom, though.
Oh, God damn, Golden Corral's horrible. Have you not seen them videos?
Oh. Being my roommate, I was like,
"Hold the spirit up in you, girl."
No one wants to tell me who that chick was.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
You have a callback number. How
How can you not know?
I can't tell you. I will not divulge people's personal information without their consent. If she calls back and consents, maybe
call
I will,
back.
But
whoever you are, you sounded fucking amazing.
Well,
call back.
It's too much. It's too late. We got to do final thoughts quickly. Let's start with Hammurabi's Code. Final thoughts, Hammy. Final thoughts. Hammy, are you there? Hammy, did you fall asleep? There's music playing in the background. Hammy. Yeah. Okay, forget it. All right. Shadow DXS, final thoughts.
Black Twitter's bullshit. Black Jesus is the shit. And Commander X can still suck my dick.
That's what's up. Nigger Christ, final thoughts.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to run up on you with that Lamborghini Mercy. Yo, chick, she's so thirsty. I'm in that toothy Lambo. Yo, bitch sucking my dick, Vince. She's on my big black meat. Yeah, nigga. You know how I pull up on you with a caddy. I done had a threesome with your girl and her daddy. Pussy ass nigga.
Great. Appreciate the call. Nigger Christ, that's it? You cut out. Hello?
Whoop.
All right, well then, appreciate the call, Nigger Christ. Frank the Tank, final thoughts.
Yeah, I just want to let Shadow DXS know that he's about 2 minutes away from becoming the house bitch. And fuck Weez, and that's about it.
Danny Dantalian, Danny Dantalian, final thoughts.
I just want to say that if they put a loudspeaker system on the Gaza Strip and blasted Little B from it, Israel and Palestine would no longer be at war, and it would bring world peace, and this needs to happen.
That's what's up. Appreciate the call tonight, Danny. Let's see. Nigger Christ, did you get your final thoughts?
You just got the nigga. I spread some fresh fucking hot wisdom off the dome right here. The word of the Lord.
Great. Appreciate the call. And I think that just leads... Shadow, you got your final thoughts, right?
No, I didn't.
Oh, go ahead. Final thoughts, Shadow.
I like chocolate milk.
Me too. It's delicious. You know what I like? Also, butterscotch pudding. Okay, and last but not least, Wasp, final thoughts.
Yes.
Final thoughts.
Nothing. Thanks for having me. Tonight wasn't as fun as I thought it would be with the trolls, but it was really fun with you.
Oh,
they need to try harder. Shit, I just invited war. I'm sorry. I take it all back. I really don't mean it. You guys are all, you know, awesome. Please don't dox me.
All right, that's what's up. Thank you. I appreciate you coming out tonight and being a great sport. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, especially the people that hung on till the end. Becalina, Broyarn, Consulence, Danny Dantalian, Foxy, 421, Guts, Hooter, Hammurabi's Code, iBots, Nigger Christ, Knick Knack, Niggers in Paris, Shadow DXS, Soul Butter, Tales of Hair and Harry, Uber Har XU out, Your Anus News, and Zorye, something or other. Until next time, I'm Vince of the Bay. Catch me on Twitter, twitter.com/Vince of the Bay. This track goes out to Danny Dantalian. This is a little B with some wonton soup. Wonton soup. Good night, everybody.
Never heard this before.
Trapaholics.
Oh my God, bass guy. You can fuck my bitch, bass guy. You swag to the maximum. Swag 100,000, 100 trillion. Oh, goddamn, bass guy. I jump out of my car. Then I drive my roof. Look like one time suits. That's just how I do. Then I park my car. Then I fuck your bitch. Eat that one time suit.
Damn, John, where'd you find this?
I'm up in my car, then I drive my roof, swear like one time suit, that's just how I do, then I fuck my car, then I fuck your bitch, eat that one time suit, where like one time suit,
you ain't know,
it's the K.
like Andy May. Done bass got and I been doing my thing. Take my shirt off and the girls go insane. Four diamond rings, two big ass chains. Each I watch her too, I got the cats like chain, chain, chain. Bitches suck my dick because I come like 36 ways. 46, 47, leave that bitch with no fucking name. Got my main bitch and she stay, give me brain. Put a bitch to shame, violate that brain. Young brain got on my bitch like I'm cocaine. Bitch, it's on my rain. That crap, I like my chain. Found that dope man, I ride that bitch like Ace of Spades. Hold on, play that game. I'm rapping out for the pain. I almost went to jail for like 500 days. Bitch, don't get no fuck, that's why I fucked her in the face. But you suckers hands, then I asked her what's her name. Baby,
I pull out my car, then I drop my roof. Cut like one time two, that's just how I do. Then I park my car, then I fuck your bitch. Eat that one time two, cut like one time two. Pop up in my car, then I drop my roof. Sweat like one time two, that's just how I do. When I park my car, then I fuck your bitch. Eat that one time two, sweat like one time two. Suckers stay talking on them internet comments. Mad cause I'm most wanted, like Osama. Please, bitch. You haters don't got no felony. Young Bass got flex 10 arm robbery. Young Bass got been breaking and entering. Young Bass got riding hot when you bought it. 30 on my dick on that coat like Spalding. Bitches suck my dick because I look like J.K. Rowling. Harry pop my bitch up with my whole heart brain is awesome. But my damn ring, bitch, I'm paying what it's costing. Jewelry is awesome. Bass dot is gorgeous. Going down to Georgia to fuck my big bitch. Main fucker cause she gorgeous. Young Bass got safe posted in the forest. Put my main bitch and I dumped her in the forest. You niggas know I got money, bitch. $100 a bass guy, nigga. Pop up on my car, then I drop my roof. Sweat like one time two, that's just how I do. Then I park my car, then I fuck your bitch. Beat that one time two, sweat like one time two. Pop up in my car, then I drop my roof. Sweat like one time two, that's just how I do. When I park my car, then I fuck your bitch. Eat
thank you very nice.